Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. As always, thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. As we finished out the free series, I felt it was helpful to start actually in verse 6, and that was really the springboard to the rest of the morning. Verse 6 says this of 2 Corinthians 9. Paul says, the point is this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. And so a couple questions arose for me. Number one, what does it mean to reap bountifully? And I think then the rest of the verses in this selection give an answer to that. Number one, that we have all sufficiency in all things. Interestingly, in the context that Paul was teaching in, there were Greek philosophers and Stoics teaching and preaching this message of total self-autonomy and sustainability. And in many ways, we sort of live that idea in the American culture, where we seek complete autonomy and independence. We like helping others, but we don't often like being dependent on others. Years ago, I read a book called The Art of Neighboring in a life group I was in, and the authors made this really interesting social insight about even the architecture of our homes. Over time, front porches, which were used to connect and to invite and interact with passersby, front porches have shrunk as garages have grown. And the insight the authors made was really to say, you know, it's possible for us to live such independent, such autonomous lives that we never really go outside. We can leave for work and return to work without ever having to make eye contact with anybody. We can be totally autonomous. And that's not to say that, you know, if you park your car in your garage, you're a bad person or you're a bad Christian. First and foremost, I'm impressed that your garage is clean enough to do that. So good for you. If that's you, awesome, crushing it. But the point is just to make a social observation to say that, you know, we so often seek sufficiency in and of ourselves. And that's not the kind of sufficiency that Paul's talking about here. He's saying, as you give generously, as you seek the welfare of others, God is going to give you what you need, and he's going to give you enough to continue to abound in every good work. The point of God giving us abundant blessing is not so that we can become wealthy or hoard those blessings. It's so that we can be a part of the work God is doing. And so when he says we reap bountifully, what he's talking about is reaping the benefit of God providing for our needs. And then he talks about the sower. God is able to supply the seed and harvest of righteousness. And he says this, you'll be enriched in every way to be generous in every way. Right, the point of God enriching us is for us to be a blessing to others. And so, you know, that's another thing we reap is, again, God's provision in this way, but also then the response others have to the blessings that we can provide. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. See, when we give generously, when we live generously, it leads to people praising God, thanking God for who he is and what he's done and how he's working. And as we're then living generous lives and being generous people, what we get to see is people responding to God. God is the one who provided this. God is the one who did this. God is the one who gave us the resources to even have the opportunity to be generous. It all points to him. And something I just have so appreciated about this series is this continual and constant focus to say, hey, what is God doing in you, around you? What does God want to do through you? And how might he use your time, your talent, and your treasure to work through you so that others sing his praises? And he works in and through that. And so with that in mind, I just want to say thanks again for joining us on the Drivecast. I want to pray for us and give you space and time to pray as well. And just that we would really ask, Lord, how would you have me be generous and then see you work and move in the lives of those around me? So Father, we thank you for the resources that you've given us. Open our eyes to see what it is you want us to give toward, to invest in the people you want to reach and the generosity that you might use to reach them. Help us have a mindset of stewardship, not ownership. Help us to see and understand what it is you're doing in us and around us. And Lord, please give us the blessing of working through us. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.